I'm Ina Jaffe in Las Vegas. Remember that campaign slogan from some not so long ago presidential campaign? It's the economy, stupid. For the Hillary Clinton campaign, it's deja vu all over again. In the crowded back room of A&B Printing, which is a union print shop owned by women, Clinton noted the economic slowdown had even touched the boomtown of Las Vegas. In a casual, low-key tone, she talked about her stimulus package that would include freezing mortgage interest rates. She talked about how her health care plan would rescue the uninsured and how her administration would do more to help small businesses like this one. The American dream is getting out of reach, she said. The middle class is working harder and harder and still falling behind.
Contrast that to what happened during the 1990s, where the typical family income went up $7,000.
Ah, the golden 1990s. Clinton mentioned them at least four times. Let's see, who was president then? In any case, her speech was not primarily an exercise in nostalgia. She took the opportunity to contrast herself with her unnamed leading opponent, recalling the debate earlier this week when she and Barack Obama disagreed on presidential leadership style. Again today, Clinton implied that a president has more to do than guide, decide, and inspire.
We have to have a hands-on leader. We need somebody who will roll up his or her sleeves and get to work on behalf of the American people. That's what I'm offering.
As she has done since her last days in New Hampshire, Clinton stayed and took question after question, and when she was done, posed for picture after picture.
Caucus for me tomorrow. We can start turning this around.
One last chance to make the sale. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.
A footnote now on how the Nevada caucuses will work.
For the Democrats, the Nevada Delegate Selection Plan and Affirmative Action Plan is 65 pages long. In essence, it says, this will be a lot like Iowa.
Democrats gather at 11 tomorrow morning. Once again, viability is key.
Caucusgoers will break into groups to indicate their preferred candidates. Groups without enough people will be declared non-viable, and their members will have to go join the group of a different candidate.
Now, the Republicans get together earlier at 9 in the morning.
They speak on behalf of their favorite candidates and then vote by secret ballot.
By caucusing, participants are actually selecting delegates to the county convention who go on to elect state delegates who go on to the national convention to pick a presidential nominee.
And you can read more about the issues and politics at stake in Nevada's primaries at npr.org/elections.